They'll find each other.
Are you ready for your next act? Awesome! I want you to get really excited. Your next act is a very nice man that I accidentally ghosted because I don't check my spam folder and my email. Are you ready for Wayne Jones?
Thank you.
Hi, Sarah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Is anyone here from Cleveland? My name is Wayne. I've been doing this now for about, I'm a retired guy. I've been doing this for about a month. So I'm happy just to be on stage. So I'm sure people know about the whole sort of pronouns thing. It started maybe a couple of years ago, it seems. And the whole idea of it was, it had a very legitimate kind of reason. You know, there used to be a day where we had two pronouns, he and she, so we had to come up with a pronoun that was appropriate for people who either didn't identify with either one of those, or for cases where you didn't need to or want to specify what the pronoun was, what your gender was. But a lot of people noticed now, maybe it's because it's not so popular or it's ingrained or something, people are like putting up combinations that don't really make any sense. I saw one the other day, the pronouns were he/they. And I thought, those are all like at the beginning of the sentence. Do we half the time call them he or half the time call them they? Is that how it works, or am I missing out on something? Why isn't it he, him, that sort of thing? What I think a good replacement is, we shouldn't bother with the pronouns, we should go with another part of speech, adjectives. That's what we should be using, adjectives. So for example, if you see a guy, and this could be either a potential boyfriend, or someone who's at a bar that you're going into, and his pronouns are stern/abusive, keep your distance. Probably not a good thing. Probably not going to be a good date for you. I saw a great headline today when I was scrolling through the feeds in my phone. It said something like RMC respond to domestic disturbance in paradise. And paradise is one, a place with that kind of name where, in a certain way, it kind of writes itself. And I thought, first, what it turned out to be was some shit-headed guy, abusing his girlfriend at a place in paradise. I think his nouns were ass/hole. But what I imagined, with the mention of paradise, what I thought it was, or imagined it could be, was Mary and Joseph, who are both in heaven now, and that they were up there having a domestic dispute, and it was the same one that, as Mary said, we've had 10,000 fucking times. Joseph is saying, so just tell me the details. So, like, you're a virgin, but you had a baby. Like, what happened when Gabriel went in the house? What did God do to you? That's all I want to know, Mary. That's all I want to know. And she said, again, I'm sick of this fucking argument all the time. I'm going to spend time with my friend Gabriel, and we're just friends. That's all. We're just friends. So, I'm not segueing into that. I'm not a big fan of the Vatican. I think of it as sort of like the mafia, but they wear dresses, and they wear silk slippers, and their hats are way, way more elaborate. Like, you don't see them in the mafia with hats like that. But, I mean, they really have done them there. And, they've got a lot of shit in their history, too, like in their recent history. It's been going for 2,000 years, so everything is recent. So about 40 years ago, they have their own bank. The Vatican has its own bank. The Vatican is its own fucking country. It has a representative in the United Nations. That's not normal for a religion, or a denomination, I guess, of Christianity. This banker was dealing with the Vatican Bank, and like about a few weeks later, he was found hanging from a bridge in London, England. And then around the same time, another thing that happened was that, remember there was a pope, not the big popular guy, remember the pope that skied and everything, John Paul II? Everyone loved him. I've heard where he was from now. Had a tan, looked great and everything. But before that, and all the cardinals just loved him. But before that, there was John Paul I. He lasted for 33 days. And there was, the reason was, it's related to the Vatican Bank, as soon as he got in and got into the chair and got the hat on, he said he's going to reform the Vatican Bank. 33 days later, he's dead. So make your own conclusions. But the Vatican, the whole thing here, of course, you know, the Vatican, its sort of trademark is, and the church is, its trademark is boy fucking. That's what they, you know, that's one of the things that they do, right? So, and it's had an effect here in Newfoundland, a very big effect. We used to have, when I was growing up, there were two sets of schools, the public school system and the, I think it was called the separate or the Catholic school system. We don't have that now because of the tragedy that happened here. But the thing is with the Vatican Bank, what in practical terms, because of their history and because of the you know, the things that have happened, if you have a mortgage with the Vatican Bank, or even if you have a car loan, I would suggest don't miss any payments because you never know what's going to happen. And there was more Catholic news in the on my feed today as well. They released a report about the child abuse, or the boy fucking. Let's call it what it is. The boy fucking that they've been doing for years, and you know what happens is that someone gets caught, and then they just send them to a fresh pasture. Basically, that's how it works. They had a committee. I think it took them a few years. The report came out 100 pages long. I thought, what? 100 pages, that's like a short novel that you read when you take the bus from Clarendon to Cornerbrook. I mean, that's not long enough, 100 fucking pages? So I thought, just for comparison, I would go and look at, remember the Aboriginal report that came out about 10 years ago? 6 volumes, 3,000 pages. So I was trying to kind of rationalize, how could that possibly be? Granted, you know, the Aboriginals have been done wrong as well, but the only conclusion I could reach was that if you steal land and some pretty choice real estate, that's a bad thing. That's when they get you a big report. But if you have a little boy licking your balls and you're a priest, that's just playtime. That's all. Anyway, that's my time. Thank you very much. Make sure you go to church on Sunday.